You're listening to Have Mike Will Travel with Elizabeth Santry.
Hi, welcome to the show. Today's episode was recorded in New York. I drove from Philadelphia to Brooklyn. It's actually not that far. It's about a two-hour drive. And I met up with James Ulmer. He's a painter. And this episode took place in his studio in Bushwick. Now, his studio isn't terribly large, but it's got these tall ceilings. And I was fortunate enough that he had his work out, which I think adds a great element to the conversation. It's nice to look around and see the person's work while you're trying to delve into their professional life. This was my first time meeting James. We went to the same school, but just at different times. He was a little shy, but had a lot of insightful things to say. I hope you enjoy this episode. Well, thanks for having me, James. I really appreciate coming to your space, and I see all your work around. It looks really good. How long have you been in New York?
I've been in New York for about 3 years, 3.5 years, I believe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And was there ever a moment that kind of felt like home? Does it feel like home?
It took a while, but I would come to visit New York because my girlfriend lived here. So where I was coming from was Philadelphia, and I would come here, and I'd always want to go back home to Philly because that felt like home. But then I moved here, and I would still have to go back home to Philadelphia because that's where I grew up and where my family is. And the opposite feeling would happen where I felt like, I just want to go back home to New York, you know. So I guess that was the first time.
Yeah, how long was that in the process?
Maybe just a couple months or maybe a year. I can't really remember the exact time, but definitely at some point I felt that way. It just, you get comfortable, your belongings are there, and, you know, it just, it's a new start, and you just get comfortable, you know?
Did you find the transition to New York easier because Philadelphia is relatively close to New York?
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, I was coming here for maybe like half a year anyway, just visiting and kind of getting the feel of the city or trying to find my way around or getting lost. So it didn't seem that big a deal to move here.
Was there a moment that you thought, I have to be in New York, that it's relevant to your craft?
Yeah, I think that New York has a lot to offer as far as being involved in the art world stuff, and just from going to museums to like the smallest art show in somebody's garage or something. I don't know if I felt it was necessary, but I liked it and wanted to be here.
Does the neighborhood that you work in or live in, does that have an impact at all? Or do you think that New York's the kind of city you can get that kind of inspiration regardless?
I think I'm comfortable here. I'm comfortable in the neighborhood, and it makes things easier for me. But I don't know how much of an impact artistically the neighborhood makes on me. I feel like the city in general is pretty amazing, but I'm not sure if it is like my neighborhood specifically that does that.
Mm-hmm. So you said you're from the Philadelphia area outside?
Yeah, okay. Upper Darby.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you went to school, in art school in Philadelphia.
Yes, I went to the University of the Arts.
Mm. Was there a specific choice to go to Philadelphia? It's a really creative city. And
yeah,
some people make a conscious choice to go there and some people don't. It's just sort of where they end up. What was it for
you? I wanted to go somewhere close and familiar. And I heard about, I had gone to UArts to take a class when I was in high school, so I kind of liked it, and that's what I wanted to try, and I really was into illustration, and that's what I wanted to do with my life, and I heard they had a good illustration program, so.
Now, would you If, you know, sometimes people think about going back, if would are you definitely secure in your decision for illustration, or would you have ever considered another discipline?
Maybe. I mean, I think, you know, I wonder what would happen if I had gone for painting, but I'm sure it would have been similar results, but yeah, I don't know. I guess I don't really think about that much. I think about more if I hadn't gone to school at all.
Oh, no, that's a cool thought. I mean, a cool question to consider.
Because, I don't know. Sometimes I don't know if it was that necessary, but then I feel like I maybe wouldn't have done what I did unless I learned that I didn't need to go there. I don't know.
I know what you mean. I think that's a debate for a lot of people.
But I think overall school is good, and I wouldn't tell, I don't know. Some people, I don't think it's necessary for everyone to have to go there and have that degree to be able to make things. That's not necessary and that's not important. And a lot of my favorite artists have nothing to do with schooling and things like that. So
what did you end up doing right after? Did you start working straight away in your field, or did it take a little time to get into illustration professionally?
Well, I never have had a professional illustration career. I did a few things here and there, but mostly when I got out of school, I just started working in various jobs, day jobs, and just trying to figure out what I wanted to do. But always just having a sketchbook and drawing and making things just automatically and showing them to friends and trying to be involved in that community of just making art and not really worrying about that kind of illustration hustle or getting jobs or anything. Just trying to do my own thing.
Mm-hmm. And is that the mindset that got you involved with the art community, Space 1026 in Philadelphia?
Yeah, totally. I had worked with I had a coworker and she was part of the space and asked me or told me, like, hey, you should come hang out and come here and. And it'd be really awesome. And then I had another friend that was also involved. And just slowly just meeting people that were affiliated with that space and just really enthusiastic, really helpful, good people.
Is there anything in particular you feel like you learned from that phase of your life?
Yeah, like how to work with other people, be around other people, being exposed to so much stuff that I didn't know. That was probably the most important thing I've learned. And just meeting lots and lots of different types of people, really awesome people from, you know, different places. I feel like that place was a space for people that were confused or kind of like the lost children in a way or something. So it just felt like a good family, and it was a good fit.
Mm-hmm. What do you think was the common philosophy or mindset that you think connected to this group of people? Because I liked what you were saying about trying not to get swept up or concerned with hustle or your ends and just think about the work, and not everybody is brave enough to have that mindset. Do you think you shared that with the group of people?
Yeah, it was like everyone was coming from more of a do-it-yourself place, you know, people who were from, like, the skateboard community and punk community. Like, it just brought lots of different creative people from different places together and who were all making interesting work, and a lot of people weren't so concerned about the career-ish aspects of all of that and just gave it time to develop into something.
Yeah, have you found a community in New York?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. It's, you know, it's nothing like how I thought Philly was, where it was, like, really small and everybody knew each other, but it's still here, and I think it happens a little bit more when you maybe go to an art show or something, and you see your friends, and then you make some new friends, and have studio visits and things like that. But it's not necessarily all under, like, one roof.
Where do you get your daily inspiration? Is it a physical place to be? Like, oh, I know if I hang out at this spot, this war, is it a mindset? Like, where does it come from?
Is it in the day-to-day?
I guess I could break it down into two questions, because I guess I'm also asking, I'd love to know about motivation as well. You know, right. Where the kind of feeling to want to work, and then right. what it is do you make? You know, I guess that's the inspiration. Once you are motivated to work, then it's like, what it is do I do with this motivation?
Being here in my space, I guess, is the most, where I feel the best. Like, this is where I want, I don't really get that from anywhere else besides just being here with all my stuff and being alone. I'm able to, like, work things out. The second part of your question was,
I guess, also about motivation to keep going, you know, to get the mental energy to work, you know, that's right. Hard for some people.
Yeah, I come in here sometimes and I can't think of anything to do, but I'll just do something. I'll sweep the floor or, you know, cut paper down or organize something, or until I get an idea, and then I'll be able to work on that idea and just try to push yourself. You make one drawing, and then you want to make another one. And I think somewhere early on, you just need that one person to be like, oh, this is great, make more. I think you just sometimes need that person to tell you to make more. And again, that's what is important with your friends and your community of artists, because they're the ones that are, like, kind of motivating you, and hopefully you're motivating them to keep going.
Do you have any, like, rituals, or I don't want to say quirks, but any sort of things, habits, any habit that you have, you know, like a particular way that you like something to be, or, you know, some people have, like, a certain commute to their workspace, and like, well, I you know, going to this one place to get coffee, that kind of puts me in a good mood.
Have to have coffee. I walk my girlfriend and our dog to the coffee shop that is across the street from the subway that's also down the street from the studio. And then she goes on the subway, and then I walk the dog to the studio, and then I'm here. I think it's important for me to do that and get here early in the morning and, like, have that time. That feels, like, really good. That feeling that you have the whole day to kind of work on things is, like, really important for me.
Yeah, I feel the exact same way. There's something about getting up, forcing yourself out, and having structure.
Yeah, I just don't feel like I could be here at night and work on things, and I have done that. I have stayed here all night, but it's usually I have been here, like, since the morning. I have a hard time getting here late.
Do you have any current influences? And that could be inside art or outside that field, that kind of get you excited right now. Just like, it could be music to a fellow painter to, I don't know, a new food you want to eat that just gets you, you know what I mean? What gets you going?
I guess what gets me going, I like collecting certain things. I like collecting my comic books and these old toys. They are something that I like to draw and talk about.
Where do you get your toys? Are you, like, on online, eBay kind of thing, or are you just scouring yard sales and things like that?
Some of them are just I've had forever, and then eBay, and then some the thrift stores and antique things. I don't know. It's becoming a problem.
What's the thing that's, like, when you see it on an auction, you're like, oh, my God, I have to have that? Or, you know, what is the thing within the toy?
Oh, just I really like these lead figures. They're called, like, dime store toys. And a lot of them are, like, these lead soldiers. And cowboys and Indians and yeah, all the stuff that I liked when I was a kid. I just liked those kinds of things.
They sound almost a little bit older than you. That sounds more of like some, a 50s, 60s
no,
era.
They are, yeah. The things that I've liked now, I think they're a little bit nicer. They have like a nice painted quality about them. I like the toys that I grew up with as well. But there's something about these that remind me of like my grandparents or something like that.
Is that who exposed these?
Yeah, they always had these like knickknacks hanging in their house, old wrapping paper and things like that. Just going into their room that they kept all their boxes of stuff. And I guess it was like a, what do you call those rooms that?
Like storage, like an attic? Like,
yeah, it wasn't an attic, but it was like a room where they had all their storage and stuff. But some of that stuff was like really cool. I liked it a lot. So I think a lot of it comes from them. My mom collecting a bunch of stuff. My whole family just collect a bunch of stuff.
Okay, so it was kind of learned.
Yeah.
That's cool. Do you have stuff collections at your place, or do you keep it more in the studio?
It's at the studio, but then everything's kind of like piled in here because we ran out of a lot of space. So that's where like a lot of those, my toys from my childhood are there at home, but I haven't brought that stuff here yet.
So I want to know about like when you started identifying as an artist. Specifically a painter, because you go to school and there is something about the structure of school. You kind of sort of wear that label of, you know, first it's the discipline that you're in while you're studying, and then it's the degree that you have, and you start to think, well, I'm an illustrator. I have a degree in illustration. Like, when did the painting, like, I'm a painter and I paint? When did that come into play in your head?
I don't know. I don't know if I think of myself as a painter. I just think of myself as I like to make pictures and picture making. And I don't know if I've ever defined it as like what I'm doing is this or that. I just want to make pictures. And if I can do that every day, then that's great. I mean, that would be the goal.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know when I define myself. I guess I define myself as I'm not an illustrator, and that's okay. I think that kind of like to have that pressure because you felt like you had this degree and you know I didn't use it or whatever. But I feel like I am using it. I don't like when I decided that that's not what I want to do. Then I started getting more illustration jobs.
Oh, that's funny. It's almost ironic.
Yeah, so it just, you know, I think you need to try to be able to just trust yourself and trust your judgment and let go of some things.
No, it's really hard for people.
Yeah, well, just like trusting yourself and like just make the work, and then you learn from making the work. And some people are like, this is what I am, and try to do the hustle of that, and they're not prepared. They don't even understand what they're doing, or they're just following in somebody else's footsteps or doing what they think they should be doing, and it's not anything new, or you know, they're just like doing it because they feel like they have to or something.
It sounds like a little bit what you're describing is about like being authentic to to yourself, to your own work, to your own vision.
Yeah, I think that's important.
Can you describe your the look of your work?
I think it's simple pictures that heavily influenced by comic books and, like I said before, the toys that I have, you know, three-dimensional objects, but old cartoons, pop cultural stuff in a way, I don't know. Those are the things, for whatever reason, I'm attracted to drawing or want to talk about. Sometimes they're put together in almost like these grid-like patterns of these collections of all the images. And then sometimes they're just by themselves, pretty sparse. And I think they go back and forth between being like somewhat pretty crude to being something like a more traditional kind of like comic book look.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of your work is, I guess, fine art. I say that specifically because we're in the middle of such a huge digital era. Like, does that have any, do you pay any mind to it? Do you notice it? Do you care? Does it influence your work?
You mean like...
Just the mere computer and software and what people are doing, the output that people are making via computer, and you're not using a computer at all. I'm assuming. Is that correct? You're not using a computer. This is all fine art.
Yeah. But I mean, I use the computer in a way to share images with other people.
Oh, for sure. Right.
So the element of like... I'm very aware of that, but no, I'm not going to make an image purely from the computer.
Right, you're that's
but I think if I did, it would come out very much the same, or still feel like, I don't feel like just because you do something on the computer that it's not authentic. It can be just as authentic. It can have just as much of a hand.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's just the way that you approach it.
Would you ever consider getting into digital, digitizing, or just using your computer in your day-to-day process?
I feel like I do. I don't make anything, like I said, but I definitely use it a lot. That I feel like it's important. But sure, yeah, maybe. Who knows? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I would one day.
Mm-hmm. I just wonder, I guess that's what I'm wondering, in the perspective of a fine artist, it's there. It's this thing. The digital world is just there. And I was just wondering what the relationship is. So it seems like to you, there's just no boundary. It's whatever.
Yeah, I just want to make pictures.
Mm-hmm.
It's a simple idea. So I can make pictures on the computer. I can make pictures with my hand. It's always going to be my hand.
Mm. Is there ever a message in your work?
If there would have to be a message, wow. I don't know if these are, like, all happy images. I don't think they necessarily are. Some people look at them and might think that. Maybe just to be free. Maybe that's a good message. I don't know.
No, that's cool.
To just do what you want.
So speaking of doing what you want, we were talking before about financial security and uncertainty, and you know, how is the day-to-day, you know, I guess it's really a vague question to say how's the day-to-day, but you had mentioned to me in passing about how you are tolerating the uncertainty of life by your commitment to making work no matter what and not falling into certain paths out of fear, you know, of being able to pay bills or, you know, the day-to-day grind stuff.
Yeah.
And how's that going? I mean...
It's good. I mean, do I still have uncertainty? Yeah, totally. But not just art making or financial things, like just everything. But I think you just need to be able to trust yourself and be able to give yourself time. Time is really important. I think time is maybe the most important thing. Nothing is going to happen. Well, it can, but I think that if you take the time to develop with anything, I don't think anything can be rushed, and I think a lot of people expect things to happen really quickly and then they give up. So my point about time is that you just need it to be able to carry on. I don't know.
Well, that's a really mature perspective. Have you always had that? Did you always like feel that calm sense of, you know, allow myself to have time to develop? Or did you figure that out as you were getting older? Do you know what I mean? It's a really mature, like, evolved philosophy.
I don't know if I've always had it, but I just know now, like, you need to figure things out, and you need to work on it, and you need to keep going, and things change, and your work changes, and you change, and it's good to have high hopes and high expectations, but I think that you need the time to be able to work really hard. And even if you do work really hard, there's no guarantee that this life is going to work out for you. So, yeah, I guess that's uncertainty.
No, but I think it's a fantastic attitude. I think not everybody has that. They buckle under fear or anxiety. I think it's really natural to do that. I think it's really great and inspiring that you have that perspective to remind people. So is there anything like right now that you're working on that is kind of on the front burner of your mind?
I've just been trying to make some larger works and expand on some of the things that I've been working on with these smaller pieces. Maybe delve into some more color work as well, which I've been trying to do over the past couple months, past year or so. Just continue on. Yeah.
That's a great attitude. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to sit down with me in your studio.
Yeah.
So thanks for joining the show.
Thank you.